T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
What is the worst beauty fail you have ever heard of? 404-263-0941, or you can text us 51539. We are asking for a friend.
We got an Instagram DM. Hey, friends, should I cut my own bangs? I really want to do it myself so I don't have to spend the money on an expensive haircut. I thought about going to a cheap place, but really, then what's the point in that? Has anyone done it, or am I making a huge mistake? I have super long hair. Yikes. Thanks, Sierra.
Okay, should she cut her own bangs? My answer is absolutely not. You should not cut your own bangs, but maybe you can help her feel a little bit better with the beauty fails. Right? Like the worst beauty fails that you've ever experienced. So join the show for group therapy. That's how it works. 404-263-0941.
Can I ask a question? This is a guy question when it comes to women and your hair.
From a bald guy.
Let me tell you something. Not something I have to worry about, cutting my own bangs. Is it doable? Like, could you, in a desperate situation... Let me ask the girls in the room, Curtis.
Yeah. So, turn right to me. You should absolutely not cut your own bangs. A friend of mine, what she would try to do is cut her own bangs. But the thing is, she would raise her eyebrows. She would raise her eyes. You know, and your forehead wrinkles. So she cut her bangs straight across. And then when she relaxed her eyes, she was like, oh, holy hell, what happened? They're like a half an inch too short because she was raising her eyebrows when she cut her bangs.
I think these beauty fail examples are going to help out Sierra make the decision on whether or not to cut her own bangs. Erica in Cleveland is here to join the show. Hey, Erica.
Well, when I was in high school, I used to do my own highlights in my hair. And I just got this idea that I thought that blonde color was pretty enough to put on my whole head. So I used highlighter on my whole entire head and turned my hair kind of like a dark white blonde. And I don't know why I didn't fix that. I went ahead and went to school with it like that and wore a hood the next morning when I was headed to school.
Oh, poor thing. How long did you have to wear a hood or a hat?
Just when I first went to school. I had to take off the hood for school, I guess. But just, you know, going in that morning, I was like, I can't believe I did this. And like I said, looking back, I don't know why I didn't have it fixed. I just let it grow out.
Thank you so much for the call, bless Erica. It. Yeah, but those beauty fails, you know, you probably should have hired a professional.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Thanks. Brand. 404-263-0941. Kim in Conyers, welcome to group therapy.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Good morning.
Hey, so I got my hair lightened at a salon, and when I got home, I like looked in the mirror, and my eyebrows looked too dark with the light hair, so I thought I could just grab some bleach and lighten them myself, and like right after I put the bleach on, it started like burning a little bit, but I thought it was just my skin, so I kind of ignored it, and then I washed off the bleach, and my eyebrows came right off.
Oh!
The bleach had like destroyed my eyebrows. I'm like, do y'all know how long it takes eyebrows to grow back?
Oh, no. How long?
Yeah. A long time. And it was my senior year of college, so in my graduation pictures, I have, like, crazy drawn-on eyebrows.
Oh,
wow. She whooped herself.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry to be giggling, because that sounds horrifying.
I mean, it was, but that was my fault. That was my bad.
Awesome. Thank you for the call. I mean, not awesome for you, but awesome call. Thank you so much. All right, 404-263-0941. What's the worst beauty fail you've ever heard of? We need you now for group therapy, and you can lean on the text line too, 51539.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
What is the worst beauty fail you have ever heard of? 404-263-0941. We just heard from Kim in Conyers, who completely wiped out her eyebrows. Naomi in Atlanta, what happened to you?
Hey, when I was in high school, my mom didn't account for, you always do it when your hair is wet, and I have a little curl to my hair, so So, you know, she did it great, but then it dried, and I looked like Cleopatra for about a month going into school, and you can't fix that unless you just took them off. But, I mean, it went woo. So I think she should do it. Just account for the fact that you're going to do it when they're wet. If you have a little curl in your hair, it's going to go up. But yeah, women cut their bangs all the time. You just have to, like I said, account for all this advice people are giving you. And, you know, it won't be a beauty fail, but, yeah, just be careful not to, you know, go longer, not shorter. You don't want to look like Cleopatra, trust me. Not fun in high school, you know, I'm up there with these little half inch. I'm like, oh, great.
So, Naomi, you're so sweet.
Like scrunchy hair clip, something else, because this ain't working.
All right, Mark Houston, the text line's blowing up right now. 51539.
I decided to dye the top of my hair blonde and the bottom black. Well, I did the blonde first and then washed the black out. It turned my blonde hair blue.
Blue hair.
And this one made me sit back a little bit. This one coming in from the 770. Thank you for not putting your name on this one. I tried to do my own Brazilian wax.
No! No.
Pull that Band-Aid off.
No. All right, worst beauty fails you've ever heard of. We're swapping stories because one of our listeners wants to cut her own bangs and wanted to get your guidance beforehand. 404-263-0941. Now, Mark, you've heard of a terrible beauty fail, right?
Yeah, it happened to me. Happened to me myself. Back in high school, I got my ears pierced. That was my big rebellious phase. Like, I had my ears pierced. And there it is. I'm going to show my mom and dad. And whatever. It was ears pierced. Well, then in college, I took them out, and they grew back in. And in college one night, I thought, you know what? I'm going to re-pierce my ears. Ooh. It looked like a crime scene.
Ooh.
Like, I'm trying to numb them down, stick a pen through there, and it was a mess.
Oh.
Like, it ruined two shirts. By the way, apparently there's a major artery and a major vein in your earlobes, and if you hit it in the wrong place, it just squirts.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Should have used a professional. Join us for group therapy, 404-263-0941.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
There's just some beauty treatments you probably shouldn't do by yourself. So we're asking you, what's the worst beauty fail that you have ever heard of? Amy in Franklin, welcome to group therapy.
Hey, yeah, my husband bought Nair one time and was trying to remove his beard and put Nair on his face and blistered his face.
No.
Yeah, he had to miss work from it for a day or two.
Oh.
Wow. Why would he think that was smart?
Because it's a hair remover.
He did not ask his wife for instructions, did he?
No.
Thanks for the call, Amy. All right, Sydney and Juliet, welcome to group therapy. What's the worst beauty fail you've ever heard of?
Okay, so I'm a professional hairdresser, and I color my hair all the time. Usually it's multicolored, but right before I got married, about 5 weeks before I got married, I decided to go natural just to please my parents. And I absolutely fried my hair and had to shave most of it off before my wedding.
Most of it off?
For your wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it still looks cute, but even professionals, we still mess up. So you just need to be super careful.
Don't do it by yourself. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for the call, Sydney. Right before her wedding.
Thank you so much. Oh,
on her wedding day. That's horrible.
Jen and Friends. Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.